Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bags are packed, are you ready to go? This time tomorrow we'll be on the road, riding with you in the sunnier days. I wouldn't want it any other way.
It's time to name the neglect from typical food advice. Welcome to the Find Your Food Voice podcast, hosted by me, Julie Duffy Dillon. I'm a registered dietitian with 20 years of experience partnering with folks just like you on their food peace journey. What have we learned? Well, cookie cutter approaches exclude too many people, and you don't need to be fixed. It's not you. It's not me. It's all of us. Only together we can start a movement and fix diet culture. And we will. Let's begin with now. When you eat certain foods and they feel bad, do you feel bad too? Welcome to episode 272 of the Love Food Podcast with a new name. This podcast is officially 6 years old today, and now it's the Find Your Food Voice Podcast. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, registered dietitian and still partner on your food peace journey. I am so grateful for this connection because connection is how we are going to end diet culture. I want to ask you some more questions like I started with. Have you ever noticed how you relate to food mirrors how you are relating to other people, things, and experiences in your life? For example, when you're restricting certain foods, maybe following a certain diet, or maybe you are knee-deep in an eating disorder, but when you're restricting certain foods, you're also shutting out others or shutting out experiences. When you are only allowing super bland foods or foods that are just devoid of pleasure, do you also get no pleasure too in other areas? Again, I have noticed over the last 20 years that how we relate to food mirrors how we are connecting to life. And that's why this connection here, right now in this podcast, in your ears, is so important. Connection and understanding how our relationship with food is mirroring other experiences in our life. Well, that's your food voice. And this episode, I'm going to tell you what the hell I'm talking about when I talk about your food voice, because it may sound really confusing or weird. You may struggle with this, but I still want to help you find it. So after the break, we're going to dig into just what I mean. Are you ready to divorce your PCOS diet from your life? I want to help. I have a PCOS roadmap that I made just for those of you who are living with PCOS and also at diet rock bottom. What does that mean? Well, you are ready to say goodbye to diets forever, but also want to live with PCOS and feel okay again. Maybe you feel hopeless that there's no way to help this condition. And I want to show you that there is a way to do this. It isn't an easy fix, but it feels so much better in community with other people who are also rejecting diets. You are not broken. The system is broken. Rebecca Elliott is someone who took my PCOS Power course, and she says, PCOS Power gives you permission to love and accept yourself now, while gaining knowledge as to why your body responds to food and weight as it does. Julie gives you a firm foundation and fills your toolbox with tools to grab your PCOS by the horns so you can get on with your life and thrive and leave the shame of your PCOS symptoms in the past. I wish I had found the PCOS Power course 20 plus years ago. Thank you so much, Rebecca. And I hope you can also take your PCOS by the horns and also give the middle finger to diets and the broken PCOS system that is just forcing you to continue to do them. Like I said, I'll be releasing PCOS Power in March. If you would like to get on the wait list, all you need to do is go to my website and be sure you have downloaded my PCOS roadmap. If you are listening to this episode in real time, you go to juliedillonrd.com. And if you're listening to this closer to February or March, go to julieduffydillon.com. Again, it's julieduffydillon.com. If you're listening to this in real time, it's juliedillonrd.com. I know it's so confusing, but but I've been wintering, and so it hasn't all switched yet. So again, if you would like to get on the wait list for PCOS Power and also check out my free PCOS roadmap, go to juliedillonrd.com in real time or julieduffydillon.com if it's in February or March of 2020.
Did you know that every time you listen to an ad on this podcast, you help cover the cost of producing Find Your Food Voice? Thank you to our sponsor, Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. Because of them, my team and I can continue our independent podcast. Equilibria is a women-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and back, my mind and body back into harmony. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. It also promotes optimal vaginal pH. These probiotics were chosen because they are studied for women's health. And I love that you can subscribe. So if you find that Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense helps you, you can subscribe so you don't have to think twice about running out and also save 25% off. I just started taking the Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense after a trip overseas that made my GI tract kind of funky. I am hoping that it helps make things just a little bit easier, easing back in. And also, as a woman in midlife, I'm always looking for ways to help with vaginal pH. If you are not in midlife yet, just be aware, it's a thing that is around the corner for you. So head to myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. All right, let's get back to the show.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Two. All right, let's get on with the episode.
Taking the good with the ups and downs. I want to see how the world turns round. Home is with you wherever that may be.
Welcome back. And like I promised, I want to share with you what the hell a food voice is. It may sound a bit delusional, weird, especially if you are really gung-ho about the phrase food peace. I'm really gung-ho about the phrase food peace too. I've been using it since at least 2010. That's when I first started putting the little TM next to it. And I also noticed sometime in the fall of 2021 that many people were using the phrase food peace. And actually, as I say that, many people have been using the phrase food peace, probably some before I started using it. but a lot of people after. And what I noticed, though, in the fall of 2021 were a few blog posts, Instagram pages, and even podcast episodes that I found talking about food peace that reminded me a lot of diet culture in disguise. The horror on my face as I started to connect the dots that, like, food peace doesn't mean anymore what I wanted it to mean. And the world has defined it differently. And I don't think that's my fault or your fault. I think that's diet culture's fault, of course. They're really sneaky. And I don't know if you know this, but there are a few major diet companies that have paid millions of dollars to research and even interview we anti-diet professionals to learn the language that we use so they can trick us into thinking that their diet products are actually not diets. And let me just tell you, it's revolting and so damaging on your food peace journey. So as I started to connect those dots, I decided that I needed to come up with a different way to describe the type of work that you and I are doing in this podcast. And I had to be okay with turning the page. And what I decided to really hone in on was that this is not just about me. And I decided that because it's not, you know, this is not about my way or the highway. And I feel like I sound like my mom with that one, but it's not just about how I think you should do things. I have always wanted to help you sift through all the shit that the world is giving you, all the things that you are experiencing in your body, and then get out of your way so you can do what you need to do. And while I wanted that to be food peace, it was becoming something else. It also was really not emphasizing how this is your decision because you are the expert of your body. And we need to help hone in on all the different ways that you can recover from diet culture and your eating disorder. I have come up with three different ways to describe what food voice is. And as I kind of did a big deep breath, because something I just had to be okay with is this isn't done. And I'm feeling a lots of like self-doubt and perfectionism as I'm even talking right now. And I've had to just decide with recording this episode that I just need to record it messy. So what I hope you are okay with giving me permission to do is change my mind. But I'm seeing right now three main areas that basically are the way that you can connect to your food voice. The first one is defying diet culture. It's that spot where you and I talk about acknowledging that you don't need to be fixed. It's not you. It's not me. It's all of us coming together. And while this is something that you may have already have in a part of you, in a part of your brain, this is something that takes time. It takes time because we have been living, breathing, just all consumed by diet culture. And for the majority of our lives, not even aware that it existed. So as you start to defy diet culture, you will feel like you're disobeying. You'll feel real guilty, major FOMO, but it's not all in your head. It's real. Something that I write a lot about is something called the seductive should eat script. If you're curious what that means, my blog has a blog post about it. But in a nutshell, what it means is that diet culture is sneaky, well-funded, but really predictable. Really predictable. And as you start to really learn the script, it gets easier to step aside and acknowledge that it's not you that needs to be fixed. But that, again, it takes time. All right. So number two, after defying diet culture, it's declaring body liberation. You may be on your journey, your food peace journey, for a while now. And as you are starting to connect with, like, oh, I've been given loads of bullshit my whole life. There's nothing wrong with my body. When you connect with that, when you really find yourself firmly in a space of defying diet culture, there's going to be a lot of anger. If you're not there yet, just know it's coming. This is where the F-bombs are vital. That's why I cuss on this podcast. And anger is really important. Those of us socialized as women, I can appreciate, are not really used to this much anger and not know what to do with it. It can feel really, really scary. And again, it can feel wrong. It's not wrong. And if anything, it is the fuel. It is important because this is where we unite together. This is where we connect and we rally. I love that word, rally, because I think that's how we are going to get shit done. So defy diet culture, declare body liberation. Are you ready for number three? The third one is reclaim your peace. So this is where a lot of you may lean into things like intuitive eating. Maybe you read the book Anti-Diet by Christy Harrison. You may have read many different books that talk about mending your relationship with food. There are lots of different tools. And honestly, there may be tools that just don't feel right to you and you have your own way. But this is the spot where you can really take a look around. When I say look around, I mean within yourself, and notice where the harm has happened, how living alongside diet culture has impacted your relationship with your body, with your health, with your mind, with your emotions, with your family, with your children, your parents, your healthcare provider, with movement. Oh my gosh, with so many different things. It's really not until you can acknowledge that you don't need to be fixed, and then also connecting with support and declaring body liberation together, that I really see that spot of the work of reclaiming your peace. And maybe we can even say reclaiming your food peace. But it's not just food peace, it's peace. Because like I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, our relationship with food mirrors just about everything else. Just about everything else. And so that's why it's reclaim your peace. It's more than just food peace. It is really finding a way to feel at home in your body and to live life on your terms. This is also acknowledging that not everyone's going to have the same experience. And if you're new to this podcast and new to me, well, something that is important for me to name is that I may not have your same lived experience. I'm white and cis and never been in a higher weight body. So I haven't experienced a world telling me that my body is wrong. That isn't my lived experience. So how I experience peace may be different than you. So something that I mentioned in the season finale back in November was that there were some mistakes that I've made with the Love Food podcast. And as this podcast is changing its name, again, to Find Your Food Voice, some of the changes are that I don't want it just to be me talking as an expert. And I don't want it just to be therapists and dietitians talking as experts. I want to include more voices, more lived experience. And I hope that helps you to have more ideas, more ways to move forward. Do you know when I first put together this podcast, I envisioned me talking to you over a kitchen table. And the kitchen table was having this kind of nice golden hour light over it. I'm so aesthetic. But it had this nice golden hour light over it, and it was a little dusty. And we grabbed a cup of coffee or a margarita, and I wanted to just begin. And we did begin. And remember, I've noticed that there are mistakes that I've made. I was really focusing on an individual's experience and the individual having the ability to change everything on their own. And now I realize that that's a mistake. So I'm wondering, with your permission, of course, if we can invite some other people to this dusty table. Maybe we can still have the golden hour light because I just think that's so pretty. But what about an invitation that feels at ease with just the right amount of people for you, that maybe is more like a potluck? And there is, again, this ease in the air and safety because it's just the people that you want around you. And there's more ideas, there's more connection, there's strength, and there's fuel. And there's acknowledgement that only together can we make this change. I'm wondering if you would like to join us at the table to do this, because we need your voice wherever it is right now. And I think that by us coming together, we can help you find your food voice. You and I both know that Bell Hooks died in the last few months, and I am feeling rooted in this quote moving forward with this season of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. I want to share it with you. I am often struck by the dangerous narcissism fostered by spiritual rhetoric that pays so much attention to individual self-improvement and so little to the practice of love within the context of community. Remember, diet culture is trying to convince us that you can fix yourself. I want us to come together and fix diet culture. And we need you. We need your food voice. So I'm excited to continue on this journey with you. Before I sign off for today, this episode of A Love Food Podcast was brought to you by my PCOS Roadmap and my upcoming PCOS Power. If you would like to stay connected, go to my website and download PCOS Power. You can get to it at juliedillonrd.com if you're listening in real time, or julieduffydillon.com if you're listening after February of 2022. If you enjoyed this first episode of the Find Your Food Voice podcast, I would love it if you left a rating, a review, or subscribed, shared an episode. You can share it with a friend. You can share it with a coworker. You can send it to your therapist or your dietitian. Doing any of those acts of kindness really helps the show grow. All right. So until I sign off, I want you to know that I am over on Instagram talking about helping you find your food voice. And if you've already been following me as at Food Peace Dietitian, you'll notice there's going to be a change. My new social media handles are Food Voice RD. So go check it out. I'll be changing it this week, this last week in January. And I look forward to connecting with you over on Instagram. All right. That's all for now. Take care. Thank you for listening. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, and this is the Find Your Food Voice podcast. Ready to join the anti-diet movement and take the Food Voice Pledge? Go to julieduffydillon.com and sign your name to the growing list of people saying no to diets and yes to their own food voice. The Find Your Food Voice podcast is produced by me, Julie Duffy Dillon, and my team of kick-ass folks. I couldn't make the show without Yelly Cruz, assistant producer and resident book fiend, and Colleen Bremner, customer service coordinator and professional hype master. Audio editing is from Toby Lyles at 24 Sound. Music is Fly Free by Hartley. Are you looking for episode transcripts? Get them at julieduffydillon.com, where you can also submit letters for the podcast, give us feedback, and sign the Food Voice Pledge. We need your voice to end diet culture. We literally can't do this without you. Subscribe to the Find Your Food Voice podcast to get weekly inspiration and education on how we can defeat diet culture and reclaim our own food voice. I look forward to seeing you here next week for another episode of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. Take care.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.